Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It seems dysfunctional to me on the surface to do that. And I know that somebody reported that Adam Peters, they did that in San Francisco. I mean, I feel like this is just, well, the owner's available this day and he wants to meet with all these guys, so this is the day we want them all to be here. Why would you dilute your ability to get maximum time and just an opportunity to evaluate? You're trying to evaluate four guys at once because the glass half full story is, well, you want to see how they interact with each other. But you're trying to keep track of these four different guys. Like, why would you not? You've got 30 of these visits you can do. Why would you not bring them in one at a time and have maximum opportunity to get to know them individually?
I don't understand that either. I mean, I really don't. It's definitely odd to me. First off, why do we care about how they four would interact together? Like, they're not going to be together, so who the hell cares?
They're never going to be together again.
Who the hell cares? At
the draft, maybe. Some of them aren't even going to be at the draft.
No, that makes no sense at all.
Pro Football Talk, that's Mike Florio and Chris Sims. He said, seems dysfunctional. I think that's excessive and probably just wrong. You know, he said you're doing it because it's around the owner's schedule. Obviously, he was being sarcastic, but that's, you know, I would say a foolish reason to assume they did this. They obviously thought there was value in it. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. The part I'll agree with is when he asked the question, did you dilute the time you have to get to know these guys individually? Well, yeah, factually, I would say you did that by design. Is it fair to say maybe finding out how they act around each other can be more helpful than whatever else you were going to glean in more one-on-one time? Sure, that's a reasonable question. Did you get enough of that one-on-one time? Did you reach the point where you didn't need more of it? I'd say that's a fair question. The other thing I would point out, Danny, is if this is an Adam Peters idea, which it seems like it is based on San Francisco doing some of this, although I think doing it with quarterbacks is kind of another level. You do different things with different positions. But they had a lot of success building a locker room in San Francisco, and maybe part of the camaraderie, the cohesion, the continuity, the locker room rapport, maybe it does start with a few guys meeting at Topgolf before they hear their names called and they see each other at rookie camp. I don't know.
Again, I am all in favor of outside-the-box ideas as long as the requisite amount of work and thoughtfulness goes into it.
By the way, how outside-the-box is this group?
Very much so.
And we heard that before Josh Harris took over, but it trickles down below him, I would say.
Without a doubt. And again, these kinds of ideas should be welcome. So, it's not conventional. And I'm going to keep hammering this point. Everyone's going to be so annoyed at me. We treat this like an exact science, despite every year smacking us in the face like a big fish, that it's not. It's not exact. It's inexact at best. It's a coin toss. You could take someone that's never seen any of these guys play, throw darts at the board, and do almost as well. Not as well, almost as well as the actual experts that have grinded this thing for thousands of hours. So, why wouldn't we welcome a slightly different approach is all I'm saying. Now, if you stink for 4 years and you still do this, okay, different conversation for me.
The way I would do it is really twofold. Number one, I would get my R&D people with the whatever the department is that builds my databases and my models. And I would say, let's build ourselves a quarterback picking model that we think is the best predictor of success. So whatever you guys deem over 30 years of study to be the 10 problem areas that were precursors from college prospects not becoming good NFL quarterbacks. Still going to be inexact, but whatever those 10 things are, and I always look at, and I have, the pressure to sacks now become this in vogue big thing, but the last few years I've cared about that. You know, whether it's throwing to the middle of the field or, you know, some of those problem areas we've talked about, put them all together and spit out the analytics answer for me, which I would lean on heavily. That's number one. But number two, the other thing that I would do if I was doing it, I would have so much individual time with each of these guys that they would get tired of me and my staff. I want my GM, I guess in this hypothetical, that's me, or my head coach, my assistant GM, Newmark, whoever I think is my best evaluator of human beings, they are going to meet the Fockers this thing, where they are they're holding the guy's hand and right, rubbing his palm and reading his honesty. You like cats, Greg?
You want to marry my daughter, Greg? Is that what you want to do?
There is going to be hours and hours and hours and dinner after dinner. Whatever I'm legally allowed to do, we're going to do one-on-one. That's how I would do it. I heard they took him to Topgolf, and I said, that's kind of cool. That's pretty 2024. The world's changing. You know, these young guys are different. We're talking about 21-year-olds. This is Gen whatever they are now. I don't even know if it's Gen Z or what that group
Zoomers
is.
Zoomers or after, I don't know.
But what they find to be appealing about an outfit in an organization might be different now. So I am open to all those possibilities. Benjamin in Fairfax, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm calling to say it's extremely smart idea, and I'm a true Niners fan. So when it comes to that locker room, you have guys that cheer for everybody's success and work year-round, and including taking 1 week off after the season to have a drink and going right back on the diet. So I'm thinking with this type of outing, this is a situation where you're not looking to see, if all things considered, who bumps up your list, but who gets knocked off your list, who takes that inch and takes it a mile. Hey, guys, go have fun. The whole tab's on us. Who has three drinks? Who makes an off-color joke? Who's the locker room cancer that you won't see on film, you don't get from any of the numbers, you don't get from any of the interviews? I think that's
so. I think this is a smart call, but let me ask you this, Benjamin. I think you're making a lot of good points. Can't I pretend for an hour and a half? I mean, I'm not dumb. I know that I'm there being watched. It's no different than, you know, the first time you meet your girlfriend's parents or something. Like, you are on your very best. That's not the Benjamin who's going out with his buddies in two nights, right?
Absolutely. But for that one guy who can't do that, you know all you need to know about that one guy. And so if you even know about, get that answer about one guy on your board that you can remove, that's well worth it. If you see Jaden Daniels sulking or feeling entitled or not wanting to compete if he's paired with the four guys or just kind of off standish, and then the agent makes that information, now you've got 1 + 1 = 2. Okay, sure. Maybe that makes a difference for you.
Good phone call. Thank you. I went to break with this. I want to circle back to it. Last caller at the end of the hour said, you want to see how basically these guys respond, or you can take things out of basically what players thought of this.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, and they really were doing this as an exercise to learn about people, Danny, how can you convince me that the agent for a player coming out and complaining isn't going to register with them or isn't going to be a ding in some way against Daniel?
Yeah, if that was the purpose of the test, then you got a data point there, right? Now, what does that mean? Do you knock him down and it's now May instead of Daniels? Or do you go, that's something to monitor? This is a conversation. I mean, it's all relative, I suppose. But if that
you
was
just
indeed
had your last convo, it's over now. I mean, the deadline.
Well, I mean, conversation
and
internally.
Like, I know, but yeah. I'm just thinking out loud. Like, it's not like you could double click and go talk to the player again now. I guess, you know, you could talk to the agent because you're going to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, if that's the purpose of it, I can't imagine that that's the only sole reason is to, you know, treat them like lab rats and tell them, okay, guys, there's one prize at the end. Whoever's the best top golf score, that's you win a prize, and everyone else, you know, we're gonna have tryouts like the Joker.
It's more that than anything. I don't think they just wanted to have a bunch of teenagers is young, but just
young 20 somethings.
Hey, we feel like taking some 20 somethings to top golf. I mean, no, they took the guys they might be drafting to top.
Yeah, but again, I keep saying this. It's not the only thing that they did with them. They're, like, other activities happened. We don't know what, but that's gonna make the headlines. So maybe that was the fun thing after the hard thing. I mean, I have no idea. The only thing I care about here, and if reporting is done on this after the fact, I will change my tune to this. If it's done that they go, yeah, we didn't feel like we needed to find anything else out, I'll go, wait a minute. All I care about, is it thoughtful? And is the necessary work done? If it is, I am willing to try stuff. I come back to. So the way I'll be upset about it is if this is sort of like, we didn't feel like we needed any more data. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. That I don't like.
Yeah, which is obvious. I mean, that's not something that they would think or say, but it is the result. Whether that's the way they wanted this data.
Mm-hmm.
This is the data they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how you act around a bunch of your peers' data. Is that as important as the data you glean one-on-one? They seem to think so. Somebody tweeted me here. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's Funny Danny. What if Adam Peters lined up the quarterbacks at Topgolf and said, we draft whoever wins the long drive competition? That'd be hilarious. McCarthy, May, Jaden Daniels, whoever wins the long drive is our quarterback. That'd be funny. That's one step away from
And then it like really happened. You know, like Drake May stepped up and goes, I play some golf in my time and hits an absolute bomb because he's huge.
I'm thinking of the Joker and Batman.
Yeah.
It's like one step away from Adam
have
Peters.
Tryouts.
He just sends all three of them into like a small bathroom. He breaks a pool stick over his leg and throws in like the jagged end. And he's like, we're going to have tryouts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to Joe in Madison. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, fellas? I think it was just, honestly, I think it's a great idea. I think these kids are like robots right now. They're all answering the same questions the exact same way. They know what to do. So this time they switched it up, let them put their guard down again, check and see their character. And at the end of the day, these are kids. So maybe it was a little bit of, y'all been through the ringer for the past couple weeks. Go out, have fun, and just figure it out. You know, that's what they're doing. They're on job interviews 24/7 at this point.
What did you think of Jaden Daniels' agent coming out and taking issue with it?
Oh, shine the camera on me. That's exactly what I think of that. In the media and all that, any attention is good attention. What are we doing now? We're talking about Jaden Daniels' agent. That's just bumping up his stock. Bad attention, good attention, it's all attention.
That's actually not I don't know if that's true, but he's not a high-profile agent, necessarily. He's not at one of those huge companies.
Yeah,
so.
All it took was two likes and a emoji. He's got national attention.
His name's getting more run this week. I mean, just landing Jaden Daniels will get you that attention. That's coming when you get a guy like that. You disagree, I think, with my theory. Where I would rather my quarterback be with Octagon or CAA or one of these companies, Clutch Sports, let's say, than just a random guy who's got two clients I've ever worked with him on before. You don't seem to care.
No, that doesn't move the needle for me.
For me, if you take your career super seriously, Fortune 500 style, like I want my quarterback to, I don't feel the same way about a corner or a defensive
end.
No,
I get you. I know what you mean.
But, you know, your marketing person, I want to have – Kirk Cousins' marketing person was Drew Brees' marketing person. When Kirk Cousins was a backup to Robert Griffin. You get what I'm saying?
No, I do.
Mr. Conscientious, everything I do is going to be with a purpose. Like, that's what I'm looking for in my CEO.
If I'm a team, I'm also thinking, I don't want to lose to this agent when it comes to it. And you know what I mean? Like the
but in the NFL, it's not like there's a Boris. Well, guaranteed money doesn't really work.
Sure,
that way.
But I'd say the Redskins got their teeth kicked in by Cousins and his agent. I don't know that that would be something I'd sign up for if I didn't have to.
Unique, maybe, but I mean,
My point is that that doesn't move the needle for me.
That's because they screwed up a lot more so than anything else.
That's not giving them the benefit of the doubt. They don't deserve it. But I guess my point is that nothing about what agent you select moves the needle for me, unless it's like, again, some absolute gump who isn't qualified to brush his own teeth.
Who you're hanging around, who is, you know, you hire to be on your staff. Agent is the most important person on your staff. Absolutely matters to me. How could it possibly not? It is a direct reflection of your judgment. It's a direct reflection of your, you know, professionalism and the seriousness with which you're taking the millions of dollars you're about to make. So it's absolutely revealing to me. Let's go to John in Ashburn. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, so as long as they've already answered, basically had the in-person interviews and they've talked to them enough to know, you know, what their responses are and they've seen that part of the piece of the puzzle, I think it's a good idea. Because what you're going to see in a more relaxed environment is who's going to be more competitive. Because you look at free agency, they went out and wanted people that were scrappers, who were dogs. You might see a little bit of that in like a sports, like a, you know, even in golf environment. Who's going to be nice to the staff there that is not part of Washington staff, right? So, you know, that's bringing them drinks or whatever.
I mean, you can see that when you take them out to dinner. Every team's taking guys out to dinner, wining and dining them, right?
Yeah. Who's going to be more outspoken and takes a more of a natural leadership way, whether in the conversations or golfing? You know, who's more competitive? Who's easy to get along with people they might necessarily not know? You know, give you an idea of how fast they're going to acclimate themselves to the locker room.
I think that's a really good
personality stuff you can get.
Who's like a good hang? Who's pretty obviously like
Who's going to be able to remember Aaron Rodgers on Hard Knocks when he's talking to the quarterbacks? Because this was basically the Aaron Rodgers rehab image tour. You know, was going through that when he's talking
to
the guys.
Done some more damage to the rehab the last couple months.
I know, but that was when the there was a spike in his Q rating when he's telling the other quarterbacks. Go sit with people you don't know at the lunchroom. It's part of your job as a QB. Someone who could do that naturally, like where you walk over the defensive ends as a guy that's a fraction of their size and doesn't lift what they lift, or you know, walk over to the cornerback room, or walk over to basically you and I both swooned over Matt Ryan that time on Hard Knocks when he walked into the receivers meeting and had them pull up one cut up about the depth of one route. Said, you know what, you were absolutely right about that, Julio. You guys have a great rest of your meeting, like. That to me, all my clothing just incinerated. Someone who could be able to, do that down the line. Maybe you can learn that from a kind of social behavior.
Nova DC for Life on Twitter said to me, "What if you're like me and you don't play golf because you can't hit a golf ball? Would that keep me from being drafted second overall?" I don't think the quality of the golf game did matter, but that would change the game a little bit. Like imagine, you know, if you're the heavy kid in school, you don't want to go to the. You find out your buddy's having a pool party, and you're like. Damn it.
Yeah.
I got anxiety. I got to deal with that now. If you don't golf and you're actively bad at golf and you're all going to Topgolf, now they're not grading your golfing ability, but I do wonder how that changed. I'm pretty good at sitting in a meeting and talking to people. I'm not as good at
what if Michael Penix is terrible at golf? Like, is it going to be funny about it? Is it, you know?
And maybe they wanted to see that too.
Yeah.
Like the guys who aren't good at golf, how much do they laugh at themselves or try to get better? Jason's in Purcellville on Grant and Danny, out in Commander's Country. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how are you guys doing? First-time caller.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, thanks, man, for hitting us up.
How you doing? So I'm celebrating my birthday, you know, working on my...
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
And so they're a couple of days down from me. And here's my take on this,
You were at the Topgolf yesterday, you're saying?
No, it was on Tuesday. It was on Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday, okay.
And they were up there. Yeah. And so I'm seeing them all hanging out. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of guys over there. And so my take on it is this, guys. You know, you're in a team. There is team dynamics. And this is a new organization who's trying to build a culture. Which one of those guys are going to fit that culture? What was the rankings for this team as far as amongst players is a job that you – a company you want to work for? It's been abysmal for the last couple of years. So I think they're doing a couple of different things. I think they're trying to build a new – culture. Like if they brought out all the veterans to Topgolf, no one's talking about it, right? But they're starting to build a little bit of a culture here. Who fits into that culture there too? You know, when you're kind of in a situation like that, people are hanging around, it's a good time just to kind of see how people hang, especially for the QBs, because they're going to be in their culture, interaction, not even just leadership, but just how do they interact within a team dynamic. Sometimes a team dynamic's hard to figure out when you're doing a one-on-one interview.
So what was the vibe? I mean, you were there, so I'm just curious. Like, what did you see?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you know what? It was very chill. They were all chatting, you know, kind of goofing on each other a little bit in the golf balls. But, you know, the pressure was off. To me, it just felt like, hey, guys, you've been through a long day. Let's go on a little fun, because that's what we want to be as far as an organization that now kind of takes care of their players a little bit.
Yeah, which is good to
hear. That's cool.
And I think probably was a big part of it. I mean, it's the end of – it was literally the last day, I believe, for any kind of interactions, interviews. So a lot of it might have been a reward for, hey, not just with us, but 31 other teams. You made it.
Right.
You threw it. Here's a fun thing. It's like when you take your team
out point.
To see a movie at the end of OTAs or something, you cancel the last day.
Yeah, I liked your point about being the cool team. I don't think we should underrate that either. You know what I mean? Like,
I think Dan Quinn, who wears his hat backwards, like, is aware of or like makes the attempt to be the cool guy in a way.
Yeah, it's not quite Steve Buscemi going, hello, fellow kids, but there's something to that, right?
I think they like the idea of like, oh, the Commanders were cool, man. Because when someone asks, what was your interview period like? They're like, hey, mm-hmm. I actually played Topgolf when I went to see the Commanders. These other 26 teams, I just sat down across from some dude who asked me about my high school grade.
Yeah, I diagrammed another play on the whiteboard for every team. Yeah, I don't know.
I dismiss some, like the amount of information that matters that comes out of watching guys interact golfing. Forgive me for that. But if somebody was more competitive or less competitive in this weird situation, I don't care that much about that, and I'm just going to dismiss it somewhat. But I think you could also dismiss maybe like the sixth one-on-one meeting in some capacity. I do think there is value in being different, cool, out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And being the team that gave a guy a memory that he might remember, that you were where he had the most fun. Connor in Greenbelt, how are you?
Hey, guys, second time caller. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. That's a very good bit.
Go Cap.
What's up, dude?
I think I forget which handsome guy actually suggested this was a calculated risk. Yeah, you're not going to have as much one-on-one time, but I think they're being thoughtful here. I also love the other caller's idea around, like, this is kind of like inviting your girlfriend to the dinner table, and you're the older brother just assessing the situation. You want to figure out, like, all right, is this a person I want to hang out with over the next 5-6 years? Or are there some, like, fatal flaws involved that we might not be able to look past? So I think it's a great idea.
So you do think there was a test element, or at least an observation element to this. So then I ask you, what do you make of Daniel's agent being the one that came out to take issue with how they were doing things publicly?
My voice included, everyone listening here, I think there's just going to be a ton of noise that we're all going to have to sort through over the next week, and I would consider that noise.
But no one really knows. But it's a thing. I mean, it happened. It's not like some random rumor from some guy in Wisconsin. The agent took issue with how they handled the process. That's either significant or it isn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's their process to run, right? And he's just part of it. He doesn't have control there. So
appreciate you.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah, and doesn't have to be a big factor to them. Like, they may be like, oh, okay, he didn't like it. Cool. What's for lunch?
Right.
It might be
that
simple.
What's in the cafeteria?
Whereas my point is, like, I'm raising a flag up the flagpole slightly and going, I got to deal with this guy. What happens to the next time they don't like something we do? What happens when I fine Jaden Daniels $20,000 because he was late to practice? Is he going to take to Twitter to yell at me? You know, remember when, and it's so sad that he's no longer with us and also unfathomable, but Dwayne Haskins, when they were at odds with him and his agent, who's one of the most powerful agents in the league, a guy named David Mulligetta, who's one of the, I mean, he is, you know, unlike the Daniels situation, this is like a power broker.
Yeah, he's a power player.
One of the top guys, right? Deshaun Watson and so many others. But like, remember when he was taking the team to task on social media and they were going back and forth?
That's right.
It became this huge distraction and was like this thing where the team and the player were at odds over his birthday party and if he was wearing a mask or whatever else was going on. Like, are you going, this is a step toward that more so than the J.J. McCarthy, Drake May agents who don't seem to be publicly telling you that they're angry about the process, I would say.
Indeed.
So do you care at all about that, or is it just as simple as, thank you for the feedback, sir. Twitter user 127.
Right.
I don't know how they feel about it.
No, the proof will be in the pudding. I mean, who knows? Like, if the name that's called next Thursday night is Drake May, then maybe they did feel some kind of way about it. Maybe that did break a tie or change something, or this visit may have done that. Again, all the data is going into a big, giant, you know, sifting pot. They're going to sort of, you know, make their columns and figure out who goes where. But it is, I think you and I agree, at a minimum, it's certainly not a positive thing. It's a totally unnecessary waste of time, quite frankly. It's one of those things where if your client's getting beat up somewhere, hopefully not physically, but metaphorically, by all means, swoop into the rescue. That's your gig. Right there, your client's not complaining publicly. Nobody's ripping Jaden Daniels. Nobody said peep. Everybody's just going, this is what's happening, and you're amplifying something at a minimum that's confusing. There is no reason to do that.
Let's go to CJ in Alexandria on the fan. Hey, CJ.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Hey, man.
So, I mean, I the like two callers ago, I kind of agree with him is that, you know, this whole Topgolf thing kind of might be something that next year when teammates from some of those players who came out for the Topgolf thing this time might want to pursue playing with the Commanders, because their recruiting process is better and that they're actually creating more of an enjoyable environment through the process rather than just the one-on-ones.
Yeah, and maybe, look, they don't have the power to dictate where they go, or, you know, regardless of what Deion Sanders and the rumors are where he's going to steer players to certain teams, that's not quite how it works.
Not there yet.
But maybe you're more excited about your meeting with Washington after this, and it is a long-term play for them in some way. The show today and every day is sponsored by our friends Kondori and Murad. They'll guide you and your family in the right direction. They'll help you draft your will, set up your revocable trust, and create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them Grant and Danny sent you. To score yourself a discount, that's kmlawyers.com. If you missed our interview with Cap Center Nick Dowd about the playoffs starting on Sunday at Madison Square Garden, he was great. You should go check it out at thefandc.com. Our podcast will be up at grantanddanny.com in a few. That convo and all of our Caps coverage throughout the playoffs, Danny, sponsored by our friends at PVI Office Furniture.
Yes.
Get to their showroom in Frederick, Maryland today to score big with their Power Play playoff special. 20% off your new office chair. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI.
Just hit me that you were talking about that, because the Caps are in the playoffs. Lest we not forget, a group that probably shouldn't is, sorry about it, state of Pennsylvania. You got nothing like it, Spalding.
We're back at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Linnell has overtime. Remember, huge weekend coming up. Caps on Sunday, draft this coming Thursday, and the Nats have their World Series 5-year anniversary celebration at home starting tomorrow against the Astros. Brian Baldinger will join us on the show tomorrow. So will 2019 National star Adam Eaton to discuss his return to the nation's capital for the celebration. Thanks to Darris and Ryan. Grant and Danny saying so long. Keep it right here for overtime.
Thank you for coming.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.